Nice.
We out here. Let me just let Twitter know that we're live. Because Twitter should know, obviously.
Let the little birdies know.
Let the birdies know. Pull that. This should take a second. We're live. Apple has been really pissing me off lately. Cool. Link is up on Twitter. Sweet. We're live. What should we start with? I got a good topic to start with.
Where are we at?
Let me just make sure I can see you. Okay. First topic. Nah. John Jones, man, versus Cyril Gane. Who do you got, bro?
It's like Michael Jordan is making his comeback. You know, he went away for baseball for 2 years and then he came back.
So Jones is you think Jones is the Michael Jordan of the UFC?
Man, resume speaks for itself. I think so. Yeah, he's
how many title defenses does this guy have? He has like 20.
He has he holds the record right now
for most title defenses.
Yep.
In UFC history,
big dog.
I mean, has anyone in like a singular sport like that ever defended their title that much? I think in you, like outside of UFC, the guy holds the most title defenses. You know what I'm saying?
That's actually that's a great question.
But who do you want to win? Who do you got to win? Cyril Gane versus Jones.
I got Jones through and through.
You got? Wow.
Not even close, dude.
You want Jones to win that fight?
Hell yeah. You don't?
No. Wow. I'm a big Cyril Gane guy. I like Cyril Gane. Like, he's a nice, cool Frenchman, and he's got like
I like him too. I love his style for a heavyweight. Nobody moves at it that quickly and that agile. So, I mean, good for Gane, but going against a big dog, you know?
Dude, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm terrified that Jones will win because I'm really rooting for Gane hard. But I think Gane, I just love everything about the guy, and I think it would be sweet to have him have the belt.
It's vacant, so whoever wins takes it, right?
Yeah, man. By the way, for those watching, it's snowing. What are we on pace for? 14 inches?
Is that what they said? I don't
know. That's what I'm hearing. 14 inches of snow potentially. So
was like 8 inches, so that could definitely change because the weatherman's never right.
Right, exactly. Yeah, so Michigan's been a disaster lately. We had the power outage. 700,000 people lost power in Michigan. When was that? Like a week and a half? Oh, exactly a week ago, I think.
That was, I think, Wednesday or Thursday of last week.
I think it was Thursday. It was Wednesday. You're right.
Yeah.
It was Wednesday of last week. It all went to hell. weirdest ice storm I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, that was just kind of odd. Came out of nowhere. 700,000 people without power, but you know, it's a good thing our governor's out and about living her
best. we'll get into that. We'll get into that. Yeah, our governor was out and about. Meanwhile, Wayne County, Oakland County, and I want to say Macomb, a lot of places out there without power. A storm like I've never seen. Like the trees were falling because the ice was on the trees was so heavy. So trees were just falling in the middle of the road. Right. I was listening to the police scanner that night, which kind of you should download that app, by the way, the police scanner.
About that. That's what I used for some other event, and it came in handy. I think I should.
Well, yeah. Well, like a situation like that, it tells you what the police is like seeing and what's going on in your neighborhood. And dude, they were talking about the craziest shit, like. There was families whose houses were on fire because their electrical lines, like the poles, like fucking fell on their houses. Trees were falling on people's houses. And then there was domestic disputes, which I thought was crazy. Like you're having a domestic dispute in the middle of like an insane storm where nobody has power. Amen. Only in Michigan, only in Western Michigan, Southeast, but like, and right now we're having a bunch of snow and my power's flickering. So it's very possible this stream ends at any minute.
We're about to midstream just drop.
Yeah, it's very. You can see in my shot the power flickering once in a while. I don't know if you're noticing, but right now it's good. Yeah, you'll see it if you. And it's freaking me out equally each time. So we'll see what happens.
I hope we don't lose power. That'd be unfortunate because first time on your show, and I'm just left to entertain your audience.
On the show today, we got another brown conservative, the captain. We call him the captain. And he's here to join us. And this guy, Captain, you got me into a lot of stuff and going on in the area. You kind of made me aware of like some of the books in the schools.
Dude, that's where it started.
Yeah, I feel like we were always conservatives ever since like Trump, right?
Right.
But as of late, in the last like 6 to 8 months, you kind of dragged me to this dispute going on at a pretty close school board. And we went, and it was insane. Me and you were just like, wow. Like, we couldn't believe that the pornographic books hit the schools right in our area, right? We didn't expect that.
Yeah, blatant in our face. This is it. Just all books matter. You know, we're not kidding.
All books matter. I haven't heard that one yet.
It's just, it was a lot of personalities that night, and it just, it was good exposure, I think, for the both of us to kind of understand what's at stake and what really matters, what's worth fighting for.
Totally exposed the school board in the area. Totally exposed the teachers. Oh, there you go. You see that flicker?
That's how I caught it.
Totally exposes the school board in the area and the teachers wearing the red shirts that day. We admired our teachers back in the day. Remember our teachers? They were like our rocks. Like, we held on to our teachers like our parents back in the day. And we respected them like our parents.
Exactly. Now it was just like I don't want to say their hands are tied, but they're definitely turning another cheek and acting like, oh, we don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
This is what we're told, and we can't really push back. What?
Right. It's just crazy to see, like, women in their 50s and 60s being so liberal. It's like, how did you guys become liberal in your 50s and 60s? Like, you guys grew up in the 80s where none of this shit was like normal. Like, I understand our generation, but these older teachers, batshit crazy, blew me away. To see it up close and like, I see it on TikTok and Twitter and shit, people show me, but like, to see it up close and personal was just absurd to me. Like, right next to me, I'm looking at this crazy batshit lady who's like an insane liberal who wants to kill me for my values, pretty much, right?
I mean, I like that some people that went up, they actually had the 3 minutes, which goes by the time you blink, but nonetheless, they went up and said, guys, we're not here to argue or call out teachers. This has nothing to do with the teachers. So I like that some people made that point, but it's still a bit of stick because it was about, oh, if you went up there and spoke against the books, you hated gays. It's like, what?
Right. The logic was basically the left's logic that they use in the mainstream media, where they are constantly deflecting arguments on books, or like, if you go and attack Netflix for, you know, putting in a movie some like pedophilia shit, they're like, oh, so you didn't accept the LGBTQ community? It's like, wait, what the hell? Like, how are you redirecting this to LGBTQ, which is a corrupt?
It's the narrative that you continue to spin, and it's like, if you, it's like a lose-lose. You know what I'm saying? No matter whichever way you come at it, you're the bad guy because you're not accepting one way of thinking. It's like, okay, so
exactly, and it just kind of freaks you out because like, it's, you're not just fighting a group of a school board and in your local city. You're fighting this globalist ideology that's backing these people. So it's not a small battle. It's You're basically stepping on the tail of a dragon when you go against the school board, because that's just the tail, the school board. The rest of the dragon is the World Economic Forum, the Bill Gates of the world, these people, the Soros, and the elites that we don't even know. There's probably elites we have no idea who they are.
We've never seen them.
Right. It's all about they're a bunch of trillionaires. We don't even know their names. They've somehow been able to wipe their names from public record, right? So that's who we're going up against. Exactly, pulling strings. And that's exactly who we're going up against, and it's kind of freaky, you know, in my eyes.
No, I agree. Definitely share that same sentiment. It's look, man, it's a cold world out there. It's God bless anybody who's a parent, you know. I know we both have nieces and nephews, and it's not easy what they got to deal with. And social media is a whole other monster. But, hey, man, they say children are your biggest investments. You really got to put the time in. And it's a spiritual war, honestly. It's not even a matter of, you know, the educational system, social media. It's just you and the time you're going to put into your children. You're going to reap the benefits. And if not, you know, good luck to, you know, trying to raise your parents when your teachers are raising your children for you. So it's a tough place to be, honestly.
Yeah, exactly. I think there's like a renaissance going on with teachers and parents, right? And parents really keeping a strong eye on what their kids are up to now and who they talk to. Back in our day, we're not 50, we're not 40, but we had a lot of freedom. Our parents didn't expect the schooling systems to punish us if we did something wrong, right? Not enable a bunch of disgusting behavior. So it's going to create a big, big movement of stronger parenting.
It has to. It has to. There's no way around it. I think me and you were talking about this other day, right?
Right.
And now it's so in your face, whereas before when we grew up, it was kind of subtle, hardly ever seen.
Exactly.
Now it's like, now it's
now it's like, it was hardly ever seen or talked about. Now it's, if you don't accept it, we're going to end your whole career.
You're the bad guy.
Exactly. Something I wanted to move on to was MIGOP, man. Big changes in the Michigan GOP movement. We got, that was one of the images I wanted to add, but we got Christina Caramo winning the chair of the GOP. Right?
Yeah.
Huge. And then you have two vice chairs who are Lebanese American from Wayne County, Michigan, right? You got an outreach position, also Lebanese American, Wayne County. So you got an African American woman, if that's how you want to say it. You got three Lebanese people in my GOP, right? I think that was I think the rest of the people were just like white women, if I'm not mistaken. But big wins from MIGOP. What are your thoughts? I mean,
the first time I learned about this young lady, Christina, was at that same event that we went to. At the
school, she was there.
She went up and spoke, and I hate to give this guy credit, but she had Barack Obama vibes. Where she spoke with a purpose. Like when she spoke, I'm like, who is that? Solid points and really put the board in their place and
right.
in such an elegant manner. Like she knows what she's talking about. I think she'll do great. The future, time will tell, obviously. So we'll see.
Shortly after she ran, or she was with us that day, she ran. The election happened in November, right? Where it was the governor's race, the secretary of state race, and board of education and all that crazy shit. Mm-hmm. But she lost to Donna Nessel, who's Whitmer's secretary of state. Matt DiPerno, who's attorney general, lost to crazy. They're all crazy women. All three of them. I don't remember her name. Donna Nessel.
Her. Yeah, I mean, if that doesn't tell you all that you truly need to know, where people stand as far as like principles and actual fundamental beliefs,
right?
I can't help you, man. If you can't see something, I can't force you to see it. You know what I mean? Like, politics are a dirty game sometimes, and if that's what you're pushing for, you're at least okay with putting your stamp of approval on something like that,
right?
I don't know. It's beyond me, honestly.
Yeah, 100%. And then Tudor Dixon went up against Whitmer, and all three of them lost. Caramo got a lot of attention from the liberal media because she did not concede. And the reason she didn't concede was she truly believed that the election was fraudulent.
And they called her out for that. They said, "Oh, this lady's crazy. She's been brainwashed."
They called her a batshit crazy election denier, when in reality she was pretty much just echoing what happened. She said basically what happened in 2020 at TCF, was it TCF Bank Center, well, which is a new couple hall.
I read the article about her. She witnessed it. Like,
yeah, yeah, no, they have evidence.
Right, right.
God
forbid you have cold hard facts and proof. It's like,
oh yeah,
lying. Stop, man, you crazy right wingers.
Exactly. So we have evidence that they committed fraud. She never conceded. She's like, fuck that. Like, this is bullshit. I am totally against the results of the election with Whitmer winning and Donna Nessel winning. And I cannot remember the crazy lady's name. But yeah, so they ended up losing. They hate her. Apparently she's also like a QAnon conspiracy theorist. Karamo.
Oh, is Karamo. She?
Yeah. Which is like pretty crazy. I don't mind it. And then, so yeah, she won MIGOP chair, which is huge because that organization was ran by a bunch of rhinos. Right.
Right.
But yeah. 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 Insane. Insane. What played out in Detroit. They're upset. The rhinos and the Democratic parties, I think they're terrified of what's going to happen.
I hope it happens. I hope there's some actual change and the people are put first and some change really comes about, man, because it's getting ugly out here, honestly.
Yeah, she was at that Unity dinner I went to.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And I shook her hand and I told her she was a legend. Which she is. She's a freaking legend.
Didn't you meet some other legends?
I've met a lot of legends in the last few days.
You're a legend yourself at this pace, man. I don't know.
No, I'm far from it, man. I'm just a small guy, and I don't really care to be like a popular legend or anything, but I like being around like-minded people who have the same objective, you know?
Yeah, no, for sure.
But yeah, no, I met her. I met, I can share this picture with you real quick. I met the guy. You know what I'm talking about, right?
The guy. The guy that's
Lindell.
The guy that's helped a ton of Americans get quality sleep. That guy?
100%. You know, it's funny. I just bought a MyPillow like 2 weeks before this. Have you really?
Yeah, I've had it for a couple years now. It's honestly, man, I haven't changed it. So it tells you all that you
It does the freaking job, bro.
It does, man. And they have different levels, like firm, soft, or whatever. There's like three core levels.
Yeah, it's funny because I got firm because my back always hurts like for whatever reason, and I told him, and it's so funny because like I went up to him like, yo, I just got a MyPillow, bro. And he's like yeah, like he could give a shit what I just said.
Hey, asshole, I hear that all the time. That's how people
yeah right themselves. He's like, yeah, you and your mother, probably everyone and their mother has a freaking MyPillow, bro. And he seems so tired. And then he took the picture and look at him. He looks like he was prime for this picture. I was like, holy shit, you're like an expert at taking pictures, bro.
The guy's exhausted. He has a MyPillow in his trunk. He like gets in his car and just knocks out.
Yeah, right.
So much money. He probably has a driver.
I mean, you know what's crazy about him? Supposedly he has so much money, but he spends it on a lot of like fighting election fraud and all these like lawsuits and stuff. And apparently he spent like out of pocket. He said on Jimmy Kimmel, like $200 million of his own dollars to like fight election fraud and all this shit that's going on. Cause he's not a political dude. He's not making money in terms of like donations and campaign finance.
Jim Kimmel even gave him a platform because you know he's far left kind of thing. So
right, but did you see what Kimmel how he put him on his show? He put him into. I'll look at. I'll show you right now if I can pull it up on my screen. But this freaking guy Kimmel put Lindell in a claw machine on his interview. You didn't see that?
No, now you got me wondering.
Hold on, I'm gonna search an image of this.
Around 2020, I just like stepped back from late night shows and just TV in general.
Yeah.
So much corruption, and they 100%. Get you in such a deceptive manner. You don't even see it coming. You're like, oh, I like this. Little do you know, you're listening and watching something that's not healthy.
Right. So can like, I don't know if you can see my, if you can see my screen.
I could. Yeah.
Yeah, he throws him into a claw machine basically and thinks it's hilarious because he can't handle him in a normal context. He had to make a joke out of it. Jimmy Kimmel's really proven to be a
scumbag,
a washed up, yeah, washed up douchebag that is not funny.
They're all in it, you know, they're all the pedophiles of the world that run the world. And
I know, I know. Kimmel's at the top of the list. That is corrupt Hollywood. Something I wanted to bring up, Ron DeSantis, bro. There is a lot going on with this guy, and I can't figure out what is your overall idea of DeSantis at face value. What are your thoughts on this?
Face value, I love what he's done to the state of Florida and how he's put Florida first. I don't have anything negative to say about the guy, but
yeah, it's hard to find bad shit on the guy.
Right, but lately with some of these headlines, I'm just not sure where he really stands, and I don't know if he's really in it for the right reasons. I don't know.
Right.
It's hard for me to really pinpoint what I think. But on the surface, I think he's great for the state, and he could be a great president one day if he decides to run. Other than that, we'll see how things unfold.
Sure. By the way, when did you get those lights installed in your house?
Oh, dude. I think they came with the house.
Oh, man, I'm messing with you. Hold on one sec. I just got to make sure everything's good on our stream. I didn't double check to see if everything was flowing.
Looks flow to me.
Yeah, I just want to check Rumble. Yeah, it's going. It's going.
I just got a little flicker of the lights here, bud.
At my house?
My house.
Oh, yeah. It's it's not a good time.
I think I'm moving out of state. I can't handle this. Emotional damage.
Hey, actually, there's one picture I wanted to share with you that I think you would find very interesting. Actually, we talked about this yesterday.
What's that?
It's a picture of LeBron James, who you're a Lakers fan. You've always been a Lakers fan for a very long time.
I haven't been like a huge LeBron fan, but now it's like by default. So I'm kind of torn, to be honest with you, but him in a dress is just, it's part of the ritual, man. You have to do it.
Yeah, 100%. It kind of blows me away that they do this to them, but LeBron, this totally slipped by me though. Like LeBron wearing a dress.
Are those shorts and an apron? I wouldn't classify that as a dress, but I mean.
But I mean, dude. Okay,
it's the wig. The wig is the giveaway. You know that, it's not so much the apron or the shorts.
But it's not that he's dressed up as a woman. He's clearly a transgender in this picture, and here's why. His name on the back of that jersey says Flo Bron. Which means that he's both man and woman. He's both Flo, the person, the woman from Progressive, and he's still LeBron, right? So he's both a man and a woman. Like, that's very clear to me. That was my assessment of it.
That's tough to argue that, honestly.
And the wig. I mean, how did this slip by me? I don't even know how this LeBron James, the quote-unquote GOAT of basketball after Michael Jordan, is wearing a dress. And this is like a shaming ritual amongst Hollywood and black men, right? That they do. Chappelle talked about it. Cat Williams talked about it. Martin Lawrence talked about it.
Yeah, it's how you right. level up.
Exactly. It's how you level up. It's how you show that you are for this corrupt agenda, right? And that you're willing to play ball and they can use you for whatever they want. We already knew this about LeBron. He's throwing up six hand signs and Illuminati stuff. We already know.
Yeah, pregame rituals and whatnot.
Yeah, insane rituals and whatnot. But to see him dress up as Flo blew me away because I'm so shocked that this didn't get as much attention as it did. The dude's wearing a wig.
But that's the whole thing, though. You said you missed it. But the whole thing is to normalize this, make this very like, oh, hey, nonchalant, we do this. It's okay for men to put on wigs, for women to, you know, switch over. It just, shit's weird, dude. I'm just...
Crazy thing is that that's exactly the point, is that you saying that I missed it. Like, I wouldn't have missed it if society wasn't so accepting of these things. Like, every friend group that I have should be talking about this, but they probably all seen it and didn't give a shit at this point because how normalized it's become. Yeah, LeBron, you know, LeBron out of all people. Makes sense.
So many, like, I'm not even gonna call them A-list celebrities or movie stars, actors.
It's, yeah.
At some point they had to put on a dress and and they always add like humor to it. So you just think, aha, just a joke.
Oh yeah, exactly. But exactly.
Way more. It's so much deeper than that.
Exactly. Look at John Cena. I mean, I don't know if you saw. Yeah, John Cena walking around in a fucking short dress and tights on, whatever they're called.
And makeup and whatnot, because that's part of the ritual. I actually showed that picture to a few close friends, and one of them was adamant, saying, that's not even him. It's like, do you want you want him FaceTime you? Like, just have him FaceTime you? Oh, that is me. Like, what does it take? People are so quick to, like, not question.
He needed to see the balls under the skirt for to believe it.
Like, to that point, so many people are so quick to accept what mainstream puts in front of them. But let's say you and I come out and have an opposite thought to whatever the narrative is. They're so quick to question us, people they know and trust and love and whatnot, but they don't have that same energy towards the mainstream media. That they accept. Blind faith.
Exactly.
You and I, or anybody that's the conspiracy theorist in the world, like,
oh, right, this
really, you think they're no, and it's just like, damn, dude, like
100%.
What am I gonna do if I listen again? I can't make you see something if you are not even willing to take off the lens just to look around and see what the hell's happening. So, yeah, John Cena needs to call people and like validate, and pictures are right in front of you, it's clear as day, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I remember one time I sent someone an article from the Epic Times who's like one of the few news sources that I follow that are like legitimate, and their response to me was, well, why aren't CNN and MSNBC reporting on this?
I've heard that line before. I've probably heard every rebuttal in the
book. And then get this, they googled Epic Times on Google, right? And they were wondering why Google was saying that Epic Times is not a trustworthy source of information.
Dude, these guys control every resource known to man and have everything at their disposal. It's not difficult to censor something. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
I've had a few people tell me, oh, really? If this, and I forget the topic, but I think it was something around COVID or something along those lines where we'll just say it's the opposite of whatever the narrative was at the time.
Sure.
And the person responded, as serious as can be, okay, then how come CNN didn't report this, huh? And I was just like, all right, man. All right, this conversation is over. You're right. If CNN didn't report it, it never happened, you know? Kind of like pictures or didn't happen. It's like CNN reported it. They did? Okay, I'll believe it. If they didn't, sorry, buddy, you're going to have to try again. Okay.
So true. I feel like a lot of people in our community, you know, the brown community, are so brainwashed. And I almost kind of feel bad, and I feel bad for them because we're not talking about third or fourth generation Americans, right? Where they're kind of privy to potential corruption in the media being this corrupt and weird and kind of like two-sided. Where like you go back home, the corruption is blatant, right? Like they're straight up rich and you're poor, and you know why they're rich and you're poor. And they're keeping you poor, right? That's the corruption back home, right? And then you talk about the corruption here. No one ever thought that the media would be so propagandized and so like well-versed at it. So when a first generation, one of our friends is kind of hanging out and looking at the news and saying, hey, I read the news every day. I want to read the news every day because I want to learn about what's going on in this country. You're telling me it's all bullshit. Right. So it's like you're telling me I've been reading this news every day with my cup of coffee, learning about how the system works and what to believe about this country's politics. Cause I can't learn this stuff. I've only been here for 18 years or whatever. Mm-hmm. I was born here. My parents don't teach me any of this shit. Now you're coming to me and telling me that all of these newspapers, all of these websites are a bunch of bullshit propaganda. So in their defense, I feel bad. I feel bad that they're falling for it. You know, but they're easy targets at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, So that's just something I kind of took note to about like our specific first generation community of Americans. You know, it's very different from like a fourth, fifth generation, you know, American, right? Who's like been here for a minute.
I know you mentioned like our people, brown people, but I've had a ton of friends
White
American, you know, and they're just as lost in the sauce as some of people that we know. So like, you know,
yeah, I absolutely
have quite a few people that I know, you know, close to me in my inner circle that are, they'll tell you, hey, I'm very neutral. You know, I'm very skeptical of what's out there. Like, I don't buy everything at face value. Like, I'm really skeptical. And then you give them one headline and they're like, no, impossible, dude. It's like, okay, everybody claims to be woke, but when it's time to like critically think and really challenge a status quo, everybody gets lazy and says, no, that's too much work. You mean to tell me all these people are in on it? Nah, let me get back to global programming and get back to life, because nobody wants to step outside their comfort zone. You know what I mean? So it's a lot easier to swallow a pill when you know what it is versus getting critical. So,
right. And for us, you know, we were in middle school when we kind of got exposed to the whole idea of like Freemason Illuminati.
That was wild.
Remember the Loose Change documentary kind of changed the game.
Yeah. Arrivals documentary?
Arrivals was another huge one that I think both of them were about 9/11, right?
It was shortly after 9/11 when things started to kind of get exposed, and you're like, oh, wait a minute.
Right.
What's happening?
So for those who don't realize what some of the, what are we, millennials? Millennials went through, who are in their like 30s. When we were in middle school, we were exposed to a couple of different, docu-series on YouTube, right? When YouTube, was it even YouTube?
Yeah, I think
YouTube was like
2005. We were probably like eighth grade.
Yeah, this was like 2002.
Yeah. But like, again, even 2001 happened, you know, 9/11. And then like 2 years later, YouTube was in the mix.
Right. So 9/11 happens. Us, we're into AOL, AIM, I think MySpace at the time.
Yeah.
BRB. what happens is a series of videos drop called The Arrivals is one. Mm-hmm. I think that was like a couple part series, not just one.
That was a big one, because I had at least like 30 plus videos. Like,
okay.
Part one, part two, up into like 30 plus, and it's like in-depth look into the, you know, elites.
Right. What is that one big series that you tell me about all the time that's current? It's like The Arrivals, The Fall Cabal, right? For those who need a reference, The Arrivals was the Fall Cabal of 2001, correct? Would you agree? So yeah, The Arrivals shows up. We're in eighth grade. We're seeing a bunch of videos about how the government's corrupt. There's an NWO, right? And they all worship Satan. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
They all worship Satan, and they're globalists. They control the globe, the events that occur. They control the news, and they're trying to, they create events like 9/11 to one, enact laws like the Patriot Act, and two, put fear in the people's hearts in order for them to run back to the government for trust.
Exactly.
Right. So that's what we experience. But then that whole thing was like dormant for a while. We didn't hear about that shit. Like, we stopped paying attention. We got busier. Less conspiracies were dropping. And then it all came to light around the time Trump comes into office, where all those documentaries when we were in middle school kind of just resurfaced into reality, right?
Yeah.
And I thought that just blew me away.
I just searched, it's Noriega. That's the page on YouTube. Uh-huh. And The Arrivals Part 1 was 14 years ago. So it's like around 2008, 2009. So,
okay. Loose Change was definitely before The Arrivals. That was closer to middle school.
I think you're right. Loose Change was the first one. And then floodgates opened with like docuseries and people's opinions.
And they pretty much exposed everything that happened with 9/11 and what the purpose was and all that stuff. So this is nothing new to us, really.
Yeah. Now it's still a point where, are you still paying attention?
Right.
Or are you one of the people that says, I'm going to stay in my comfort zone, whatever you're saying, I'm not trying to hear it because I read the news. I know what I know. And I think everything else is a conspiracy theory. It's like, exactly. You're right. No. Hey, go back to your normal programming, man. Let me know if you need any tea and biscuits along the way. You know? Like, fuck.
Get with the programming is what I say. So
yeah, literally.
And they say, get with the programming. I had a diverge into that because it's just insane what we've been through. But Ron DeSantis, bro, we completely like went off the rails.
Ron DeSantis, what are your thoughts on him? Because I know we've kind of had our mixed reviews. We were like big on good old Ron, and then some things came out and we're like, where is he? Because I know he was.
Let's let Ron tell us.
Yeah, let Ron speak
who
for
he
himself.
Is. Let's let Ron tell us. Exactly.
So here's, I think, the most important thing with the data. If you are vaccinated, fully vaccinated, the chance of you getting seriously ill or dying from COVID is effectively zero. If you look at the people that are being admitted to hospitals, over 95% of them are either not fully vaccinated or not vaccinated at all. And so these vaccines are saving lives. They are reducing mortality. Mortality in nursing homes since we rolled out the vaccines in December is down over 95% due to COVID. Mortality for elderly people since we rolled out the vaccines is down nearly 90%. And so we're proud in Florida that we put seniors first on that because they were the most vulnerable. We have 85% of our seniors that are vaccinated and about 75% of folks over the age of 50. We have no mandate. We've provided information to people and we've been very honest about any data that comes out. And I can tell you that if you look, you are seeing people that are vaccinated. For whatever reason, some I think can test positive if you're vaccinated, but they don't get seriously ill except maybe rare instances. There's always one-offs on stuff. But I can tell you in Florida, your chance of surviving if you're vaccinated is close to 100%. And so we've worked very hard to get those vaccines into all our elderly communities and give it to other folks who could use it. Obviously, when you talk about some of the younger folks, the uptake has been less. I think that the distribution was very effective that we did. And I think we had a lot of good uptake on the Johnson & Johnson in March and into April. We have saw a noticeable decline in J&J when they pulled it back because of the FDA. I think it was a huge mistake. I said so at the time. And I think that sent a message that maybe this is not something that that they should be doing. I think that's been unfortunate because I took it. I think it's effective.
So he is vaccinated. He said he took it at the end. This is a tough one. DeSantis is a tough cookie to crack because
I'm not anti-vax. I'm not against the vax, but there's no long-term study. So that I just want to see that come to fruition to understand what the hell we're dealing with. Sure. And to his point, maybe they saved a ton of lives, you know, but there's other stories, other testimonies from other people across the nation that say otherwise. So there's so much misinformation out there. You don't know what's real, what's fit. It's just, I don't know. I'm still scratching my head because it's supposed to be a 2-week lockdown. That was in 2020. Here we are. In 2023, and we're still talking about
14 days to slow the spread, my friend.
Dude, it's just like something's not adding up. And again, I just
right
to get the best treatment possible, but something's not adding up.
Here's my beef. I mean, DeSantis, okay, I'm totally don't think anyone should get the vaccine, and but if it's your right to do so, whatever, if you wanted to get it, but I'm totally against it. I'm not vaccinated, however. DeSantis, man, this guy. Okay, so here's the thing. Trump was saying the same stuff during his presidency when he rolled out the vaccine with warp speed, right? He said the beautiful vaccine and couldn't stop talking about it. And exactly. He could not stop bragging about the vaccine as if he himself was in the lab putting together spike proteins in a syringe.
He's fucking credit for election. So that's that. But nonetheless.
Exactly. You're right. So Trump is not a hater. He's not doing anything different that Trump is doing. Trump claims he was vaccinated. Trump also props up the vaccine But Trump also says he doesn't believe in mandates, which is what DeSantis said. He said, I'm not going to mandate it. As long as you're saying that, I have no beef with you.
Okay.
Because that's where the whole livelihood thing starts. You want to talk up the vaccine? Great. But if you're going to tell me I'm going to lose my job and you're going to enforce laws in your state to tell me that if I don't get the vaccine, I'm fired, then you're the worst person on the planet, right?
Yeah, I see where your head's at. I'm not going to disagree. Right.
Whitmer totally tried to screw over everybody with the vaccine mandates, right? A lot of people got fired in Michigan. But no, DeSantis seems to have protected his people from that, which is great. But he's vaccinated. I think I said that already too. He said he's vaccinated like Trump is vaccinated. It's conflicting because this was at the height of COVID. This wasn't yesterday that he said this stuff, right?
Yeah, this was not too long ago, right?
This is when everyone wanted to get out of lockdowns. And basically, a lot of people believe Trump is against the vaccines, but was so adamant about the vaccines because he knew that the left wanted to keep us in lockdown and the vaccines were the way out. And he trusted that the people who didn't want to get vaccinated wouldn't get vaccinated, right?
Right.
That is the supposed theory on like why someone like Trump would back the vaccines. This one's a harder one to kind of dive into and say, yeah, this guy's a bad guy.
Yeah.
But there's a chick on Twitter named Laura Loomer. I think I told you about her.
Yeah, you did. You did mention her. Yeah.
Dude. They're calling DeSantis the next Mike Pence, that he plays himself off to be the greatest guy on the planet.
Yeah, she's definitely out. She's anti-DeSantis for sure. I'm looking at her page now, and like the first 2-3 tweets down are
right.
Much about him.
Exactly. Hold on. Yeah. There's one other. See if I have a video here, if I can pull it up or not. No, I don't have it here. Maybe I can, but there's something that Trump said about, DeSantis. I don't know. Do you keep up with Truth Social?
I haven't. One of my cousins has like, man, download it. Or one of my buddies, I take it back. He said, yeah, I follow him all day on Truth Social. He tweets all day or whatever.
It's basically what he used to do on Twitter, but he does it on Truth Social. And so
no, I've not kept up with him, but I hear some interesting content.
Yeah, he's totally basically shitting on DeSantis ever since like the last year or so. And in this Truth, I think is what they call it. He goes, Fox News is promoting Ron DeSantis so hard and so much that there's not much time left for real news. I like that. Reminds me of 2016 of when they were pushing Jeb. So basically, he's equating the man to Jeb Bush, who is a rhino belonging to one of the most corrupt political crime families in the history of politics, the Bush family, yeah. Right? So that already tells you what Trump thinks of DeSantis. The new Fox poll, which have always been purposely terrible for me, has Trump crushing DeSanctimonious. So yeah, as you know, Trump is smoking the polls right now. Smoking the polls. He's doing really well right now in the polls. He's not smoking any polls. But he's beating out DeSantis in the polls, Nikki Haley and Vivek Ramaswamy. And basically, yeah, instead they go with losers like Karl Rove, Paul Ryan, and now even Jesper, who have been wrong about everything. So other rhinos he's equating DeSantis to. Paul Ryan is a big traitor. But basically, he's basically calling out Fox News for fanboying over DeSantis and basically saying DeSantis is freaking POS, man.
Who do you trust, right? Who's on the side of truth? You never know.
I don't know who to trust. If I had to choose, I'd pick Trump all day.
I mean, look, he's done things that make you want to side with him, but he's also done things that make you want to like, dude, come on. Can we have a retake? Like, what are you saying? You're going to ruffle feathers. And I'm not saying you shouldn't ruffle feathers, but at the same time, if you are the president, you got to be well buttoned up. And then again,
I used to be with that, you know, like, why isn't the president fucking
to have etiquette. You know what I'm saying? To some extent, it's like,
dude, come on, though. Listen, think about it, though. What has gone on in the last 7 years now? Is it really the time to even act formal anymore? At this point, it's like, fuck you guys, bro.
Given our current standing, barely operating president, sure. Yeah. Given drag queens running rampant across the nation, okay, I see your point. But again,
Trump took so many bullets for us, man.
He did. Listen, a lot of the stuff he did, I'll take my hat off to, and honestly, kudos. And it takes somebody with some cojones to go up there and do some of the stuff he said and done. But I don't know, man. If he wins again, I'm not going to be upset. I'll tell you that. I will not be upset.
You're voting for him, bro. What are you talking about if he wins again?
I guarantee you most of the nation will side with Trump. Because they realize, look, we can hate on
Trump. Where are you at?
I think Trump will do great if he's president. And I hope he wins without any rigging.
I'm trying to force your hand on who you're going to vote for. But I'm voting straight Trump, bro. If I'm going to go in there, put on a mustache, vote again for Trump, and then shave my head, go in again and vote for Trump. I'll probably go to jail, but shit.
I don't trust politicians anymore. You know, that ship sailed. But I will vote red because I know red is against children, grooming, pedophilia. So that's where I hang my hat on.
Yeah.
But again, politicians just don't know because we're talking about it now. What's going on with Trump, DeSantis, dude?
I'm full-blown Trump train right here. See this man right here? Hold on, he talks. He talks.
You're fired. I have no choice but to tell you, you're fired.
It's the Apprentice version of Trump. Yeah, No, I'm Trump 100%. Like, there's just too much he did for us. And I just that's my guy, you know.
I was pretty heavy Trump, but then I took a step back and said, you know what, politicians in general, I'm not gonna invest my time in. Like, I'm done.
With the stolen election, no matter what, I feel bad for a lot of people.
Right.
Yeah.
No matter what you and I do, no matter what anybody else does.
Right.
At the end of the day, if they're gonna rig an election, whether you want to admit it or not, like
Here's my counter to that. I do agree. Like, what the hell can you do if the election's rigged? However, I still think everyone should go out and vote because it makes it harder, right? And by the tiny chance that one day the Supreme Court or whoever the law of the land wants to look into this, if it's a civil case, a criminal case, whatever it is, you know, the receipts are there. Right. And if the receipts are there, the votes are there, there's absolutely nothing they can dispute. If there's a claim of election fraud and we all didn't show up, fuck, man. Like, then they really, really will win. I just feel like it's still worth to go give your receipt, right? Give your ballot because that is not, they're not going and changing ballots. They're adding new ones, right? Or they're, just counting them incorrectly, right? But if you go and unbox the ballots truly, then the receipts are there and a hand count will always show the truth. And that they've never done that and they won't do it because that's how the truth is going to come out. That's just my thoughts on that.
I'm also looking forward to getting a little sticker that says I voted. That's going to be the highlight of my day.
You know what? I have an unused one from the governor election if you want. You can do it off cycle. Shit, you can wear it in the middle of freaking March.
I'm gonna one up you. I'm gonna put it on the back of my bumper. Just use that as a little sticker. Just smack dab right there.
All right, a couple more things I want to go through. First things first, I wanted to show Trump in Ohio, but the clip would not work because StreamYard on Mac is a huge piece of crap. But have you kept up with the East Palestine situation in Ohio?
Yeah, to some extent. That and the many others that derailed, mm-hmm. you know, coincidentally, just all right. at the same time, right?
Absolutely. And of course,
a lot of people are like, well, yeah, man, things happen. Okay, we're living in a first world country, America of all countries. Like, cut the bullshit.
Exactly.
Cut the bullshit. Why is there so many chemicals, you know, going on into the air, causing this much air pollution, and then nothing's adding up.
100%, man. See, my problem with everything is how no one gave it attention. Biden didn't give it attention. Even the mayor didn't give it attention. No one in on the left gave it attention. And then Trump goes, right? Trump shows up, starts passing out hats, brings as much water as he can possibly bring for the residents, clean water, right? Doing his due diligence on his campaign. Was it a PR move at the end of the day? Yeah, I think a little bit, of course. Yeah. Like the guy's on a campaign trail.
You get a cheeseburger. Everybody gets a cheeseburger.
Exactly.
Cash out. Sure.
Exactly. But no one else did it, right? Everyone else didn't acknowledge it. So he's going, whether or not it was a PR move or not, it's going to work in his favor. And he did the right thing, right? Like he showed he is the real president of this country, in my opinion. And not Biden, who didn't even acknowledge it until after Trump announced he was going. He said, oh, we're going to investigate what happened and we're going to send the EPA there and all that shit, right? Fucking bullshitter, right? So my biggest problem, though, a week later, Trump shows up and Trump doesn't comment on this part and no one comments on this part. They bring the fucking vinyl chloride to Michigan, right?
What's up with that?
They bring it
to Wayne County. You guys are lacking here. Let's sprinkle a little bit more chemicals in the water.
They tell me if this was not deliberate, where they bring the Wayne County, they bring the vinyl chloride to Wayne County in a bunch of trucks. The EPA does, right? Hold on.
Moment of silence, honestly. If that's not deliberate in your face and like
all Wayne County, Wayne County goes live on Facebook, right? And guess who's there to comfort us about the vinyl chloride coming? Warren Evans, Rashida Tlaib, and Abdullah something, that Democrat that ran against Whitmer, who I cannot fucking stand, and some other dude. Maybe some other women. Oh, fucking Dingell. Debbie Dingell, man. They've always been in politics, that lady and her family. They show up on Wayne County Live, bro. They're trying to comfort us on Facebook, telling us, oh, you know, this whole thing slipped by us. We're so angry with everyone. The EPA is, you know, totally screwed us over. Are you there, by the way? Did I lose you? I got cut off, didn't I? One sec. Maybe I lost him or maybe he lost me. I can't figure it out. Shit. I think I lost him. Let me message him real quick. I think I lost the captain on our stream, so it's just me. Oh, he lost power. Oh, my God. All right, guys, so I'll wrap up the story that I was talking about. First of all, Michigan, if you guys are just tuning in, there's a big storm going on right now. There's a snowstorm going on, and there's a lot of lightning. And in the middle of a snowstorm, I've never seen this. I've lived in Michigan my whole life. I've never seen a snowstorm with lightning. And there's a lot of HARP claims, a lot of people on Facebook. This is the first time I'm also seeing a lot of people in our community talking about HARP on Facebook. For those who don't know HARP, it's a federal agency that a lot of people that does studies on weather, on how to manipulate or change it, apparently. And people are starting to call out HARP. Like, I thought this was like deep conspiracy stuff in terms of weather control and people manipulating the weather, but apparently it's become like a pretty common talking point when you see strange weather. Let me just make sure. I lost him. I done lost him. Yeah, so HARP, people are talking about HARP because of strange weather, and it's very, very interesting. Yeah, so 14 inches of snow, he lost power, I lost him. But to finish the story, in Wayne County, regarding East Palestine. We basically got a bunch of vinyl chloride brought to Wayne County for them to encapsulate and dig 3,000 feet into the floor, into the ground, and they're going to secure this vinyl chloride. So Rashida Tlaib and a few other Wayne County reps go up on Facebook Live and start telling the community, basically, that, oh, we don't know how the EPA bypassed us and they bypassed Gretchen Whitmer to bring this vinyl chloride into Wayne County and dig it up, right? The most populated area in all of Michigan, Wayne County, is where they brought vinyl chloride. There's Antrim County. There's a bunch of other counties, West Michigan, North Michigan, that there's people within 10 miles of that live 10 miles away from each other. That's how rural the area is. But they decided to put vinyl chloride all over the entire, in Wayne County, the most populated, which was protested by majority Republican, not Democrat. Let's see if we can get Captain back on. He lost power. Is he? He's not back in. Okay, he's not back in yet. Yeah, so we got Rashida Tlaib apparently comforting us about that. And I thought it was ridiculous. Rashida Tlaib and Gretchen Whitmer trying to comfort us about the toxicity going into our, in our land. Let's play a clip real quick while we wait for the captain to come back.
And start reading. Okay, so the movie goes like this. The biggest drug cartels in the world get together and buy up all the media and all the politicians and force all the people in the world to stay locked in their homes. And people can only come out if they take the cartel's drugs and keep taking them over and over. I threw the script away. I mean, who is going to believe that crazy idea, being forced to do drugs? I do that voluntarily all day long.
So Woody Harrelson, for those who don't know him, I'm sure everybody does. One show I really liked about Woody Harrelson, and it was True Detective. I don't know if any of you guys ever caught True Detective, but basically it was two detectives, state detectives, that were investigating a child satanic pedophile ring, right? So it was ahead of its time, considering that's all coming to light now. That seems to be a big talking point when talking about, you know, the left almost. I want to say the left. A lot of people associate the left with pedophilia and Satanism. So for that show was way ahead of its time to kind of expose it. But Woody Harrelson talking about the vaccine that way. My first impression was, okay, they let Dave Chappelle on SNL. And Dave Chappelle's all of a sudden talking about, oh, yeah, we're all being mistreated. And Trump was actually kind of right about Hillary. She's crooked, but he's also crooked. And, you know, he was in the Illuminati. And, oh, we got action. We got action.
Dude, I don't know.
Did you black out? You blacked out on power?
Yeah, my wife called and said, hey, she's at her parents and said, we lost power here too. And I'm like, same here. But
you guys are. Yeah, we're almost wrapping up. So,
all right, sweet.
This is what I was getting. So, I'll finish the story for you. I actually finished it for the audience already. But yeah, Tlaib was Abdullah and Warren G. Evans were up in Wayne County Facebook Live trying to comfort us about vinyl chloride going into the ground.
I think I've heard of
and,
that.
And yeah, exactly. You don't need to.
Rashida Tlaib
really.
That lady.
All right, let's talk Woody Harrelson real quick.
And start reading. Okay, so the movie goes like this. The biggest drug cartels in the world get together and buy up all the media and all the politicians and force all the people in the world to stay locked in their homes. And people can only come out if they take the cartel's drugs and keep taking them over and over. I threw the script away. I mean, who is going to believe that crazy idea, being forced to do drugs? I do that voluntarily all day long.
So he kind of makes a joke out of it at the end, right?
Hey, what's that one saying? Every joke is always a little bit of truth to it, right?
Man, he's 100% right, and it's actually funny, right? But the thing is, SNL is such a corrupt piece of shit show, and NBC is a crappy network, leftist network, you know? So why was this allowed to happen? He's not canceled, right?
Well, I mean, you ask why did it happen? It's just more so they're letting you know. So come tomorrow, you can't hold them accountable because, hey, we let you know, you know?
I agree with that. That is very true.
I mean, they give you all the hints in their music videos, their movies, their humor with some of the stuff this guy's been saying. At the end of the day, you can't point the finger and say, hey, you guys mistreated us. You guys are the ones that oversee government and you guys take care of the people. This is wrong. This is an injustice. No, it's not. Mm. I told you guys. You guys drank the poison. We put it in front of you. We labeled it too.
I know. So
all you got to do is put the pieces together, this big puzzle that's run by them. And
but I feel like they did hide a lot, though. I mean, they did make some disclosures, but they are suppressing a lot of information regarding side effects.
They are. Yeah, they are. But again, that's
Damar Hamlin. Damar Hamlin. You know, it's impossible that he's alive, right?
Dude, he's alive. Did you not see him come back? Come on, man.
It's impossible that he's alive. So either A, he's dead, or B, he faked his heart attack.
Okay, yeah. Name one other person that's ever done that, right? And here's the telltale sign of all this, right? Our opinions don't even matter. Let's just say we forgot our tinfoil hats for the show, right? Just simply put, go look at that game and watch every player's reaction. You can't fake that. They know they saw a dead body.
Right, right. So you think he's dead, or what do you think?
I don't know what happened, but I would not be.
You don't have to say. You don't have to say what is like is the real deal, but like, if you had to guess, because if you have a heart attack, my friend.
Yeah. If I had to guess, it's not the real Damar Hamlin.
He died for 9 minutes. That's a fact, right? Because if your heart stops beating, aren't you clinically dead?
Yeah, but look, there are stories out there of people that have come back, you know, their heart stopped.
9 minutes, though.
Yeah, it could be some story. There's similar stories, but this was just different. And what made it way worse is when he made that first appearance. I think it was like a playoff game or something when he came back and like security swarmed him when he was leaving the elevator, getting on, getting off. You never saw his face. He always had a mask on, you know, and it's just like, look, if this is such a big deal, can we just have an interview with the man?
Right.
And then everybody started coming after the NFL and people, and then we finally got an interview. And I could be so wrong that it's laughable. But again,
wait, didn't Strahan ask him a question in the interview? Are you talking about the Strahan interview?
That's when he finally gave us an interview after
everybody's
outcry and like, hey, what the hell? How come you guys, nobody saw his face at the day of the game? Why were there security all over him just getting on and off an elevator? Like, you know who he is. Mm.
Like, but didn't Strahan asked him a question he avoided? Wasn't it that what caused the heart attack?
Yeah, I think he was like, it's better I leave this subject alone. It's like, dude, this is the entire subject.
Right, right, right. So he made it clear that he can't talk about what happened, which, okay, I guess it's your right to your medical HIPAA information or whatever the hell. But also, the whole world saw it happen on live TV. So what the fuck happened, right?
I'm also a very big believer, and this has nothing to do with Damar Hamlin, but whatever we're allowed to see on TV is what they want us to see.
Mm.
That could easily been one of those things that, you know, slipped through the cracks. They weren't anticipating that, and then they had to clean up the mess. So
I think it was fake. I think he did not die. I think that didn't happen, or else. Yeah, I don't know. It's a tough one. It's a tough one, dude.
I mean,
and then they try to make conspiracy theorists look stupid by making him at that playoff game wear that hoodie and glasses, right? So then everyone starts talking about how he died, and that's not him. But in reality, they were trolling to make people say that so they can come off as stupid when he does eventually show his face.
And that's but he never really showed his face. You know what I mean?
But he did. He in the interview. I mean, technically.
Well, but the interview was after the fact.
Right.
By that point, from the moment he collapsed to that interview with Michael Strahan, there's enough time to put together a clone.
I feel like that if it was a clone, they better have made that fucking motherfucker like at least a month before the heart attack to secure that they had everything in place.
Don't put nothing past the elites. They're capable. Listen, they have every resource known to man on God's green earth, and you're telling me they can't fabricate a lie, which they did, to put together a clone? I put nothing past them. I listen. It's one of those things where nobody will ever know. So we could talk until we're blue in the face. How are you really going to validate this? We're not. You know, we could continue to talk, and people are going to call us crazy. That's fine.
Yeah. What were we talking about to even get to DeMar Hamlin? I don't even remember.
I
brought something up that was unrelated to DeMar, but
dude, I don't know. You're the host. I follow your lead.
Yeah, no, I lost track of who we were even talking about to get to DeMar Hamlin, but let's go back to your best friend. Hold on. Let's replay that.
There's no way he literally walked up and just walked away.
Did you hear the question that the reporter asked?
No, I didn't know.
Okay, try to listen to this time around.
It's still kind of hard. I just heard something with COVID, right?
COVID origin. Will you hold China accountable?
Oh, okay. The guy said, damn it. Here we go again. I'm
out. He's like, peace the fuck out.
Yeah, dude. You guys are really asking for too much. I wasn't rehearsed for this type of thing. Come on.
Right. Exactly. Controlled environments, right? I mean, could you imagine if Biden walked down the street anywhere he went?
Yeah, he'd probably get beat.
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's Secret Service and stuff, but he would get heckled and told he was an asshole and just get like verbally abused. I mean, these Democrats every day are having a harder and harder time walking the streets, no matter where they are, right? Maybe in Seattle, maybe in San Francisco,
yeah, parts
LA.
Of LA,
sure. Yeah. Okay. Well, I've heard LA is really red now, but like, unhappy because they're freaking taxes and everything. Go ahead.
I was gonna say, I think on TV mainstream, the Democrats are untouchable. They're winning, right? But in real life, like you said, walking down the street, they can't show their faces anywhere.
No. Yeah, I mean,
that's a miserable life to live. So good for you guys that you think you're winning in this little TV screen. That's a lie within itself. But in reality,
yeah, nobody.
You guys are nothing, really. Nobody respects you. Nobody knows what you stand for. So,
well, if you look at Biden, his rallies, right? They were remote rallies in his basement, and there was like 23, screens. Huh?
With some green screens there to kind of.
Yeah, right. And there was like 23 like attendance, right? Even his like public rallies, there was maybe I would say less than 100 people, whereas in Trump is filling up like Lucas Oil Stadium or some shit, basically, you know what I'm saying? While Biden's in his basement. And you translate that. I mean, have you ever watched The Truman Show, by the way?
Yeah.
Dude, I feel like Biden is just The Truman Show. He's living in a TV show.
I wouldn't even know what to do. You're really going off the rails here.
Well, the Truman finds out eventually, and he...
Joe doesn't know what's happening.
Reality is we're Truman, right? We were living in a TV show, and we discovered the truth, right? And we hit the fake sky at the end of the ocean, right? Like Truman did on his boat, right? So Biden is a version of that because he looks like he knows that he's a part of a show, right?
Right.
And he's acting a certain way, and he's totally not that person. And the reality of it is that most people have caught on. Like, this is a TV show. You're corrupt.
Is his earlobe that changed?
That's a whole different thing. Biden clearly got so much plastic surgery.
Or is not the same guy. But that's, again, back to the clone topic. That's a discussion for another day. Because,
well, it's not a bad point, because why would somebody get plastic surgery? Why would a man get 20?
I'm the same. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not teaching here, but it's just like,
you're right.
My eyes are also not going to lie to me. Like, I have five senses. I'm going to utilize them to the best of my ability. I know what I'm looking at. You can't deceive me to that point of, like, you know, it's just.
No, you're right, man. It's unfortunate, but I think something very strange. And then Kamala Harris. There's an image of her. I'll put it up next time, but there's like her skin is all wrinkly at her neck.
Yeah, I shared that image with some of my friends, and I'm like,
yeah,
what is this? And they're like, come on, man. I think you're reaching here. I'm like, okay, never mind.
Dude, I've never seen her neck like that. Kamala's not even that old for her neck. Her neck looked like it was 90, and her face looked like it was like late 40s.
Dude, these guys are all.
She wearing a fucking mask?
They're all infiltrated by their lord and his little minions.
100%. Last thing I want to mention. What did you want to mention anything? Did you want to make any notes? Tell me anything. I know you're a big sports guy.
Dude, sports, I've kind of taken a step back. There's nothing that really intrigues me as much. Now it's just like whatever.
You're focused on reality. Now sports is a bunch of horse shit. Reality,
friends, family, you know, life.
Yep.
But everything on TV is just one fat line. They want to keep us entertained. As long as we're entertained and they throw us a crumb.
The amount. Right? Yeah.
Well, shut up.
The amount of media they throw in front of us with between video games, sports, movies, music.
Facts.
That alone is a full-time job. So if you're into all four of those things, you're spending like fucking 40 hours a week on that shit alone, right?
Yeah. And you're not getting paid. 40 hours a week, no check.
No, you're not getting paid. You're not interacting, and you're completely ignorant towards what's going on in the world.
Yeah.
The last thing I wanted to mention actually was the presidential candidate, the primary Republican primary who's running. So we officially have Donald Trump. We officially have Nikki Haley. And we officially have Vivek Ramaswamy. Are you familiar with Vivek?
No, I'm not. I'm actually going to Google this individual right now.
Vivek is an interesting character. Nikki Haley has gone full anti-Trump on her campaign. She worked in Trump's campaign. Did I lose him again? Power's out again. Did I lose you?
No, I'm good. But yeah, that was a minor lag. But you were saying about Vivek.
Okay, I thought the power went out again. Vivek is basically, first of all, Vivek's Indian. Guess what Nikki Haley is?
Is she also Indian? She kind of has a.
She's Indian, bro. She's Indian. She's Sikh. Believe it or not, but the Sikh community hates her because she converted to Christianity. So they hate her, whatever. And they're probably they hate her because she's a conservative. But so we got two brown candidates going up against Trump so far.
Yeah, dude, the title of this podcast really started to align with these candidates, man.
It's so crazy how many brown people are in the news nowadays. But yeah, Nikki Haley, you got Nikki Haley, Vivek Ramaswamy, and Donald Trump going up in the election. My pick's always Trump. Trump 2024, bro. Like, I'm so pumped, but like you said, the election's the only, that's the biggest thing. We know Trump will win. We'll get the votes.
Right. It's just a matter of will it be seen through the way it's supposed to in this democracy that they keep pushing on the world.
100%, man. So, you going brown or you going Trump?
Man, that red hat on your table is hard to argue. He has a.
This is the worst. This is the ugliest hat, by the way. It's a worst fit hat. Like, it was made specifically for Trump's head. Look at the shape of this shit.
Have you ever watched Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Yeah, about the hat.
When Larry David hates people, and then he puts the hat on, and he's like, ugh. So he starts wearing it purposely because he hates people. He's like, it's like a human repellent. If I put this on, nobody talks to me.
As much as I hate Larry David for doing that, because he's like ultimately one of them.
Right.
That was a genius move.
Yeah. I mean, he's a comedic genius, so you got to get me some.
Yeah. Very interesting that you know who he's married to, right?
No.
Cheryl Hines. You know who Cheryl Hines is married to? Sorry. You know who plays his wife in Curb? Cheryl Hines.
Yeah, that I know.
Do you know who Cheryl Hines is married to?
In like a real life?
Yeah.
No.
Go ahead, look it up if you want. You gonna look it up?
Yeah.
You're gonna be pretty blown away by this.
Oh, you're about to mess me up, aren't you?
Yeah.
Robert Kennedy Jr.?
Yeah, bro.
Whoa.
Pioneering the anti-vax movement. And
she's part of the anti-vax movement?
That's what I don't understand. She's in Hollywood.
Yeah.
So, yeah, is she... right? It's a tough one. But, yeah, we got Kennedy, whose whole family was killed in the 40s, right? Mm-hmm. And then you got... in the 60s. Oh, my God, I'm losing it. 60s. Kennedys were killed in the 60s. Right? His father and John F. Kennedy were killed in the 60s. So you have the Kennedys investigating the CIA. They both get killed. Their son, who's a Democrat as well, has enough of their shit, writes a book on Fauci, calling him corrupt, anti-vax, starts up Children's Health Defense, married to Cheryl Hines.
Wild.
It's wild. It's wild, bro.
I don't know. This is news to me, but it doesn't change the outcome. These guys, you know what I'm saying? Like,
Cheryl was probably like quadruple vaxxed.
Look, dude, when you're in Hollywood, you got to play by the rules.
You're working for Larry David? Bro, you better show your fucking proof of vaccine.
Let's get jabbed up real quick.
All right, man.
All in all, man, it's been a pleasure being on your show. You know, hopefully we'll make some more gatherings.
Yeah, you think about joining again, man?
I'm not opposed. This was great. We'll definitely get some more topics, maybe get a little bit more controversial with what we say and see what happens.
Yeah, maybe next time in person. But it's funny, hey, we worked out, though, considering there's, 8 to 14 inches. We figured something out.
If it wasn't for the storm that came out of nowhere, I think I most likely would have been sitting next to you right there.
Yeah, I got a mic right here.
Oh, dude.
I would have sat right here. You would have sat right here. Would have been a time. You know, you could have brought a hookah over.
A couple brown folks giving their opinions on some topics.
A couple brownies.
get all those snacks away from me. We're trying to watch our figure, you know?
Oh, shit. Yeah, no. Whenever, however you want to do it, you know, let's do it again, man. It was a good time chatting with you, bro.
Likewise, man. Likewise. I'll definitely catch you around for sure.
Trump 2024 or what? Just give me a quick confirmation.
Listen, man, you got my vote.
Me? I got your vote. What does this guy got?
He's got my vote too.
Hell yeah. That's all I need to hear.